The next speaker I want to invite to come up and speak is the daughter of Palestinian refugees, Rehab Sharida. Make her welcome.
I'd first like to begin by acknowledging the land that we're gathered on here today and express my absolute solidarity with their struggle against colonialism and occupation here. While the media and other Australian institutions distract us with their WhatsApp lists and other trivial news, Gaza continues to be pounded. From the sky, the colonizer attacks an incarcerated population. But let's remember who the people of Gaza are. The people of Gaza are mostly, the vast majority, refugees from 271 villages that were destroyed in 1948. At the time, more than 500 villages were completely destroyed and ethnically cleansed. So the people in Gaza today are from 271 of those villages throughout historic Palestine. The children and the grandchildren of those who did the ethnic cleansing back in 1948 are now pounding Gaza from the sky. And no amount of news about WhatsApp lists or any other distractions can take away from that simple fact. This is naked, unadulterated colonial genocide. And it has been since 1948. So when the Albanese and Wong government chose to stand with Israeli settler colonialism, it's sending a clear message to us that there is no limit for their support and that even tens of thousands of murdered Palestinians is not too much in the pursuit of protecting their joint colonial interests. By cutting UNRWA funds while people in Gaza are being shelled and deliberately starved, could not make it clearer that this is the position that they've taken. But I just want to give a little bit of context to what UNRWA is. So UNRWA was established around in the 1950s, specifically to service the needs of Palestinian refugees. A lot of needs of Palestinians, such as education, health, has been covered by UNRWA since then. It's the main service provider to Palestinian refugees. As I mentioned, over 80% of people in Gaza are refugees, therefore serviced by UNRWA. Not to mention Palestinian refugees in refugee camps in Lebanon and elsewhere. So, you know, my father, for example, he was 9 years old when our village was destroyed and my family was forced into Lebanon. He would not have received an education in the refugee camps in Lebanon growing up, was it not for UNRWA. Him and many of my cousins and relatives would not have received an education and basic health needs, basic treatment. So when we talk about cutting, when they talk about cutting UNRWA funds, we're talking about cutting the largest service provider at a time that the occupier is deliberately starving and shelling the native population. But I also want to stress, I have a few relatives and friends in Lebanon who work for UNRWA, and our criticisms of UNRWA is that it doesn't go far enough. While it provides much needed services to Palestinians, a lot of my relatives who work for UNRWA have been silenced and can't talk about things like the right of return and issues that are central to the Palestinian refugee problem. So our criticism is that it hasn't gone far enough, because the Palestinian refugee problem can't be fixed by services. It's a political problem. It was a deliberate ethnic cleansing then, as it is a deliberate ethnic cleansing or attempt of ethnic cleansing in Gaza today. And therefore, the solution is political. The solution is decolonial liberation. Many, many, many Palestinian refugees also believe that there's a conspiracy to destroy the Palestinian refugee identity. Many Palestinian camps in our history over the decades after the initial ethnic cleansing Many Palestinian refugee camps have come under attack. Tal al-Za'atar, Yarmouk, Nahr al-Bared, Ain al-Hilwa, time and time again. This has been the Palestinian refugee experience. So you can't blame them for feeling that there's an attempt to destroy and erase the Palestinian refugee identity. But nothing they do, and nothing threatens Israel more than a Palestinian refugee. Nothing makes their settler colonialism clearer than a Palestinian refugee. But my elders in the Palestinian refugee camps of Lebanon told me, don't use the word refugee. We're not refugees, we're returnees. Because the dream of return will never, ever go away. In Australia, there are attempts to silence, no surprise. I mean, Australia is a settler colony in its own right. But these attempts to silence in Australia, while they can't be compared to the vicious colonial violence in Gaza, we can draw from an inspiration from the Palestinian resistance to face Western imperialism in its attempt to silence, in its attempt to kill, in its attempt to maintain its hegemonic power throughout the world. The Palestinian resistance is based on liberation and return. It will never, ever tire, and it will continue until the bombardment of Gaza ends, until all refugees are returned, until all children, our hostages in Israeli jails, being held in Israeli prisons without charge, until they are all released, until every Palestinian returns to their villages of their origins, the resistance will continue. Long live the resistance.
Because of the atrocities, it would take us 32 years.